Now the Milwaukee Bucks made a recent addition to their post-game news conference lineup, an American Sign Language interpreter. Since late October, Bryce Christensen has stood by Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer at home games and interpreted the post-game news for Bucks fans with hearing disabilities. Christensen is the first ASL interpreter for a professional sports team. Bryce joins us now to talk about his work and the service the Bucks are providing here. Bryce, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, before we get to the Bucks, how did you first get involved in ASL interpreting?
Well, ASL is actually my first language. Both of my parents are deaf, and I'm the firstborn. And so for the first couple of years, I really, not to say I had a deaf experience, but both my parents being deaf and being exposed to American Sign Language, I didn't have any other siblings around me at that time. So growing up, I interpreted for my parents and then never really realized that I wanted to be an interpreter until I got into my 20s and then really realized that I enjoyed that interaction working with deaf patients in a hospital. And that's when I decided to make that change, and I attended UW-Milwaukee, their interpreter training program, graduated from there, and I've been interpreting now for about 6 to 7 years.
Now, for people who don't speak ASL, what are some common misconceptions about it?
For those that use American Sign Language, I think the biggest misconception is that I would say maybe terminology. There are a lot of, not to say offensive terms, but I would say more archaic terms such as hearing impaired. They don't consider themselves a disability group, and I completely support that. They are a linguistic and cultural minority that is often misrepresented, and it's a legitimate language, American Sign Language. And I just think that a lot of people look at it as more of a gestural language when it actually is a bona fide legitimate language.
Right. I think sometimes, and in the past, I had thought this, that, American Sign Language is just like a code version of English, and that is not the case, correct?
It's completely opposite of English. It has a different structure and syntax, but it has all the parameters of a language linguistically that comprises of American Sign Language.
And I understand even before you were involved with the Bucks, you sometimes interpreted sporting events for your parents.
Yeah, actually, that was one of those things growing up. Sports being a big part of my father's life, and then he wanted to instill that in me. And so growing up, we attended a lot of sporting events. I wouldn't say that I interpreted the entire games, but definitely different, I would say different moments that my father wanted access. And then it's interesting to see it go full circle and now being an interpreter for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Talking to Bryce Christensen, the American Sign Language interpreter for the Milwaukee Bucks and host of the Unknown Packers podcast. Bryce, what brought you on board with the Bucks?
Really, it's been a connection that I've had for about a year and a half. And the connection started with Kieran Nolte, who is the vice president of Arena Experience. He was my point of contact for performance interpreting with the Fiserv Forum. And within Fiserv Forum, I had done concerts and other performances, and we had met up for lunch, and he wanted to see how we could increase accessibility and visibility with the Milwaukee Bucks as well as Fiserv Forum. And it's something that's always been on my mind, is how to sort of really change the definition of access. And access is always looked at as a request basis, and I just think that it's a fundamental right for humans to have communication and language access. And so I threw a Hail Mary, maybe the different sport, and just to see what he thought of this idea, this proposal. And he went to President Peter Fagan, who then went to Coach Mike Budenholzer, and they were all on board. And I think it speaks volumes of the classy organization that Milwaukee Bucks are, the strong connection that I've had with them for a year and a half, to really create this almost bizarre, unique proposal. And it just feels natural. It feels right so far.
Now, you mentioned the Hail Mary. Sports has a lot of metaphors, and it seems like for a translator working in any language, those metaphors are going to be tough to tackle in real time. What kind of challenge is it to translate sports jargon?
Sign language interpreting is a humbling profession, or it should be for sign language interpreters, and I think that's the beautiful thing about the profession, is that language evolves and language changes, and especially with something that, I mean, I'm accustomed, even though my first language is American Sign Language and my parents are deaf, I'm still hearing. And so I navigate with an auditory language and now also with a visual language as part of my profession, as well as interacting with family and friends. But I think the biggest challenge is just the unknown. is what terms, what terminology is going to get thrown out there that maybe I'm familiar with and maybe I'm not. And a great example was the New York Times article about Giannis Antetokounmpo being a monster. And that was the first real challenge of, okay, I can definitely converse using sports ASL terminology, but there's other metaphors like monster, Hail Mary. How do I make that visual? How do I interpret that? And so always reflecting on the work, I have a couple deaf consultants that I work with to try to improve my interpretation and also keep myself grounded.
Are you hoping this idea catches on in the sports world to bring more, whether it's the post-game interview or analysis or whatever, more accessibility in ASL?
That's the hope. And really, it's more of just looking at the landscape of access. And I just feel that instead of it being a request basis, it should just be provided and figuring out how we can do that. And I think the post-game interview with the Milwaukee Bucks is just scratching the surface. And not only with professional sports, but in all entities where maybe we can raise the bar and how can we provide more access, more communication equity with the deaf and hard of hearing community.
You're also the founder and co-host of what I think that New York Times article said was the only English and ASL podcast that discusses the Packers. Can you talk about that podcast?
Yeah, so my first love, if any Milwaukee Bucks people or fans are listening, my first love has always been the Green Bay Packers, and now the Milwaukee Bucks have definitely got on the same wavelength, definitely on par right now. But I've always loved talking sports, and the Green Bay Packers has always been a passion of mine, and I found I needed a hobby. And so I created the Unknown Packers podcast with another friend of mine. And then that was where I started looking at, well, I have deaf friends, I have deaf family, my profession is sign language interpreting, how can I provide this in American Sign Language? And so we started doing interpreted podcast episodes, and then I brought on a good friend of mine who's well-versed in NFL, football, and Green Bay Packer terminology, who's deaf himself, and I wanted more of a deaf experience, a deaf perspective. And so what we do is he provides his own analysis on the Green Bay Packers, and then I also provide a transcript, notes to send to him that he can incorporate into his own episode. So it's a hybrid of the episodes that we do in spoken English that are then interpreted into ASL by my co-host, if you will, Jason Altman, who is deaf. And then he also provides his own insight in American Sign Language as well.
All right, you're working with the Bucks. You've got this Packers podcast. Do you have future sports plans in ASL and or English?
Yeah, it's like I mentioned. It's been really humbling, and being on Wisconsin Public Radio as well as being featured in the New York Times. It's definitely something that I did not envision when we embarked on this. This was just something that was always about access. And with my parents being deaf, I have close friends who are deaf. I just want them to have the same amount of access and experience that the majority of society experiences as well. And so my hope is that we continue to increase and spread awareness for communication equity, the recognition of a bona fide and legitimate language in American Sign Language, and then also the humbling profession that is sign language interpreting. But I foresee some greater things happening, not only with the Milwaukee Bucks, but hopefully the NBA and other sorts of professional sports arenas.
Bryce, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
That's Bryce Christensen. He's the American Sign Language interpreter from the Milwaukee Bucks and the host of the Unknown Packers podcast, the only podcast available in American Sign Language and in English. He joined us from our studio in Milwaukee. Check out that Unknown Packers podcast wherever you get your local podcasts.